The U.S. House has passed a bill to keep the federal government funded for the rest of the fiscal year. It's not expected to pass the Senate until the weekend, which will likely cause a brief government shutdown. The bill is a few thousand pages, but we've got Alaska Public Media's Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin on the line to tell us what's in it for Alaska. So tell us what Alaska items are in this bill.
Okay, but first I want to start telling you what's not in the bill, and that is Tongass logging riders. Now, we've been expecting for weeks that Senator Murkowski would get a couple provisions in this bill to support more logging or continued logging in the Tongass National Forest, and those riders aren't in the bill. We were expecting a exemption for the Tongass from the roadless rule. That's not in the bill.
Liz, remind us the roadless rule. Remind us what that is.
Yeah, the roadless rule stems from the Clinton administration, the last days of the Clinton administration. Basically, it bans new road building in areas that don't have roads. So, but that continues to apply to the Tongass as it did before. Senator Murkowski did not get an exemption in this spending bill for the Tongass. Other things she did not get is a block for the Tongass management plan that she does not like. We were expecting her to block that plan. It's not in the bill.
That's the transition to logging younger trees rather than old growth, right?
Yes, exactly. And there's not a block in the bill on that plan, but she did get an instruction to the Forest Service telling the Forest Service not to complete the transition until they complete a tree inventory to show that that there are enough young growth logs to support the industry.
All right, Liz, a few thousand pages. What is in the bill for Alaska?
It doubles the funding for the Denali Commission, bringing it to $30 million. That's interesting because the Trump administration had proposed to give the Denali Commission a 50% cut, and instead they're getting a 100% increase. And then Senator Murkowski's office sent a press release that listed all kinds of other spending on national programs that Alaska benefits from. One of them is the payment in lieu of taxes. That's a program that supports local governments and compensates them for the federal lands near them that they can't tax. So that's called PILT, payment in lieu of taxes. There's a lot of money for water and wastewater systems in rural areas. And she points out a record amount of spending for the Indian Health Service. And also, as Representative Don Young points out in his press release, there's almost $170 million for military construction at Eielson Air Force Base. That's to prepare for the arrival of the F-35 squadrons.
Liz, does anything else stand out to you as it relates to Alaska in this legislation?
Yes, I did notice $150 million for a new icebreaker. It's one incremental step, another incremental step in the process of acquiring one or more new icebreakers, heavy icebreakers. Each one costs around $1 billion, maybe a little less.
That was Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin reporting from Washington.